This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDAL. I want to apologize. Apparently there was some sort of a power surge over the weekend, and so air conditioning is out. The power's on, internet's down, so I'm MiFine and Mofine, and I'm not sure what that little thing is. Remember I told you guys, where is it? It's this little thing I got. This? Yeah. So I'm able to do my show because of this. I don't know how this works. I'm afraid to touch it. I'm afraid I'm going to mess something up. But thank God for this little black thing. I love this now more than my phone. And we have a lot to talk about. There's a huge uptick in cases of the coronavirus. There's been some discussion on where the riskiest places are as people are starting to go out and about. They kind of want to know where should they avoid. You would think it's common knowledge, but it's not. There's some places that you would think would be safe that aren't, and places that you wouldn't think, you know, would be, you know, any place to go to might actually be safer. So we're going to talk about that. Very interesting weekend for me, as I've been kind of dealing with stalkers and bots and, you know, requests to be sugar mamas or sugar babies or whatever. I guess a sugar mama is insulting, right? Because that means it's somebody younger than you that wants you to, yeah. So I'll tell you guys how to deal with sugar babies or sugar baby requests for those people that are being asked to be sugar baby. Although I know there's a lot of guys out there going, I'd love to be sugar daddy. But huge win today, something I want to open with today, is a huge win for the LGBTQ community. This is fantastic. The Supreme Court has ruled that gay workers cannot be discriminated based on their sex or gender. You would think this would be already a given. I mean, we're in the year 2020, that it wasn't. And so the Supreme Court had to rule. There was a few cases where somebody had, I think they were working at a funeral parlor, and they had decided to identify as female, and they had told their boss that they were going to be female. They were going to be doing the transition. That person got fired. There was one who was, I think, teaching skydiving. And he was, I guess when you skydive, you hold the person that doesn't know how to skydive, and you got to hold them pretty close. So you're almost spooning. And she looked a little concerned, and he's like, don't worry, I'm gay. Well, she went to the company, and the company fired him. Now, I know there was some dissent on whether was he fired because, you know, he brought up kind of sex, and maybe did she think that was sexually inappropriate, or was it because they fired him because, you know, he was gay? From what we understand, many employers out there have a problem with people's choice of who they sleep with. And I find that so, that really bothers me because, you know, okay, how many times have you had, you know, a friend and you didn't like their wife? Like, I can't tell you how many times, you know, I meet the wife and I'm like, dude, I don't like her, you know, and you know, do you discriminate against them? Do you, you know, whoever somebody wants to sleep with, they want to sleep with. I mean, gosh, I can't tell you, my friends would, going out, you know, in medical school and college and whenever, the people they would pick, right, that, you know, heterosexually to sleep with. You're like, dude, but you don't discriminate against them. Yet, when we're in the realm of LGBTQ, you could lose your job, you could lose your health insurance, you could, and I don't understand that. I've never understood why a heterosexual could pick somebody who just, you know, would possibly, what if somebody sleeps with a Nazi? Do they get fired? Many times, no. You know, you could be, you know, sleep with a communist and you don't lose your job. Yet you could be sleeping with a perfectly amazing man or woman or whatever and lose your job. So I think that makes sense. I really have a problem with who we sleep with having to be any part of a conversation with your boss. You know, I really think we need to start separating a lot more of our bosses from our lives. Luckily, my bosses have been really, really cool, with an occasional one or two who tried to mess with my career. In terms of our personal life, we need to start making that separation happen. And so, I don't know where we go with this, because the one thing that came up, because you would think, who in the right mind would be against LGBTQ communities? Why would this even have been an issue? This is a no-brainer, okay? I mean, we all should be treated the same. Nobody should be in our business. Well, again, where the issue is coming up now is, if, let's say, you have a man that presses up against a woman at work, and they tell them, look, it's okay, you know, if accidentally, you know, I touched you or whatever, it's because I'm gay. Is that employer going to get sued because a employee felt that they were assaulted during a skydiving training session? Or let's say you are at Victoria's Secret, and you know how these, you know, well, any bra or lingerie store, they're really all up in your business. And they're sitting there measuring you and all that. So let's say there's a man that measures you and they touch your breasts and the tape measure falls and they're fixing it and all that. You know, we women, we put up with a lot, you know, when we're buying a bra, because we're like, gosh, just hurry up so we can find a bra or whatever. But what if it's a male? And so somebody complains and they said, you know, I was touched by a male when I didn't want to be. And they say, but no, he was gay. And they go, but no, he touched me. And you see, where we still don't have the issue completely fixed, because again, I like to solve problems and I like problems being done. Okay. So any discrimination should be done. This shouldn't have even taken till the year 2020 to resolve. But what we're not solving, which we have to, is what about the issues of bathroom attendants or things like that? If somebody complains, you as an employer could be like, I love your gender, I love your choice, I support you. But if you have somebody complaining or suing because there is somebody in the bathroom or somebody in the changing area or somebody that's teaching you, then what does the employer also have protections? 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, still a very, very busy weekend on the protest front. And unfortunately, we've had another death. Rayshard Brooks had a 27-year-old black male, this happened in Atlanta, was, from what we understand from the footage, running from the police after having taken a taser. He appears to turn onto the police with the taser, and then he was shot and killed. His death has been ruled a homicide by the coroner. And you see him talking a few minutes before to Officer Garrett Rolfe in the parking lot of a Wendy's restaurant. This happened late Friday, June 20th, 2020. Now, he apparently sustained 2 gunshot wounds, died from blood loss and organ injuries. And this happened in the parking lot. Apparently, officers were trying to arrest him. He broke free, from what I understand, grabbed a taser or a device, was running across the parking lot, and then he turned and appeared to point the device towards officers. Then he turned back, was shot in the back, fell to the ground. Garrett Rolfe, the officer who shot Brooks, has been fired. The other officer involved, Devin Brosnan, was placed on administrative leave. And then Atlantic Police Chief Erica Shields resigned on Friday. So protesters in Atlanta have called for the officers involved to be criminally charged. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bonham said that the use of deadly force was not justified. So apparently how this started was he was falling asleep in his parked car while he was, I guess, in line for Wendy's. So other cars had to drive around it. Oh, yeah, Wendy's is not liking being involved here, and you'll see why. Body cam footage shows his encounter with the police, and it didn't seem to be confrontational. But later, it started to descend into a struggle as police tried to detain him. Then, as he ran, turned, pointed something, ran, turned back, got shot. He unfortunately went to the hospital, died. So that then reignited even more demonstrations and resignations and, you know, people calling for a reform of police. Now, I don't understand a lot of things, and I'm not in, you know, police enforcement, and I was taught that if somebody, you know, tries to kill you or points a weapon in your direction, you know, and you don't have the ability to run and hide, you fight back. And when you see what happened, it is tragic as anything. I just don't know, and again, we're not going to get the details as to, you know, why, again, this had to unfold the way it happened. You know, I when I grew up, I learned, and I'm not saying this is right, but when I grew up, I learned that if, you know, the police tell you freeze, because you could get shot. And I know that's not a good way to grow up, but that's just what we, you know, just don't resist arrest. If you resist arrest, there's going to be force. If you run from the cops, they could shoot you. Now, maybe it's because I'm older than a bunch of people. I always grew up knowing if you run from the cops, you're going to get shot. Because, you know, the cop isn't going to try to run you down. That was just something I grew up with. And I don't know if it's because it happened that often or, and again, I'm not saying it's right, but I was trained to not run from the police. Now, mind you, we're in a different world right now, and people are concerned that they could die within custody. So I don't know if, you know, he would have, if Rayshon was, you know, running, you know, for his life, or was he just running away to get out of being arrested. But unfortunately, turning something onto a cop while running away probably puts you at highest risk of being shot. Now, do officers have a means where they could shoot without killing? I mean, this seemed like to be a distance of at least 100 feet, maybe farther away. And it was, you know, at the speed of somebody running. And so as we talk about police reform and we talk about defunding the police and all that, I think we need to come up with some practicalities, because I don't see a police officer or most of the public okay with if somebody points something at you, you have to take it. I don't see that as being a realistic option, and we want to move forward here. We're going to have to find a compromise. We're going to have to figure out something, because we don't want people dying when their crime would have only meant, you know, being, you know, detained for, let's say, 30 days or whatever. You know, so we don't want people dying or killed in custody. But we also don't want officers who have every day put their lives on the line and have been shot at, have been attacked for doing nothing. We had two cops here in Vegas just sitting there eating lunch and, you know, they get shot and killed. And so, you know, when we say, okay, well, you know, cops aren't allowed to use lethal force, and, you know, you might have, you know, all over public opinion for that is overwhelmingly for that, and I think a lot of us can say that. Okay, now let's actually break that down. So if cops are not supposed to, If they aren't supposed to, you know, use any form of lethal force, let's say, then what are they supposed to do if somebody turns on them with a weapon? Are you going to provide them with something else? Like, let's say, not that a tranquilizer gun is the most realistic, but something like that. Are they going to be able to shoot something that will immediately stop the person? Now, a taser works, but you have to be in a very, very short distance. Okay, you can't be, you know, 100 plus feet with somebody running for that to work. Unless we need to devise, and maybe again, maybe I'm naive in terms of what, you know, what we have in terms of weapons and you know all the new type of things out there, but you know, I hear the politicians, and, you know, many of them understand where they're coming from, but where's the practicality? You know, we want, let's say, body cams on police officers, and we want body cams so we can look at body cam footage. But then we say, well, we're going to defund the police. Well, if you're going to defund the police, you're going to take money away from the police. How are they supposed to pay for the body cams? How are they supposed to pay for new equipment that might not be lethal? How are they supposed to pay for extra training? You know, what do you want them to do? And, you know, even our military are allowed to have guns. Our military are allowed to have some sort of protection. You know, if you tell a bunch of people in law enforcement that, you know, they need to do their job without any protection, they'll say, up yours, see ya. Now, there's, you know, lots of debate over how much law enforcement is needed. Chaz, of course, and we're going to kind of update you on what's going on there. Chaz obviously feels that we don't need, you know, police. They can, you know, police themselves. Chaz or CHOP, well, Chaz is a Capitol Hill autonomous zone. No cop co-op. There's a whole variety of different names for this zone. And so they believe that they can police themselves. I'm not sure what's going on there. We're hearing that they need money and they need food and they're still getting power and water because apparently they're still on the city, but I also don't understand that. I from what I hear that you cannot go home without showing ID. So in Chaz, they won't let you go home without showing ID, but you're not supposed to be asked to show ID to vote. I don't understand that. That's something I still don't understand. But while everybody's kind of trying to say that they know how to fix law enforcement and they know what, you know, and I think the people that need to be up there are the ones actually in law enforcement or in the military or know a thing about how to, you know, one, protect your officers and protect the public. And I understand people don't want, you know, Minneapolis Police Department or Atlanta Police Department investigating themselves. They, you know, they want to have an outside entity, and I get that. Okay, you need to have somebody objective. I get that. But we can't have, you know, politicians who know nothing about law enforcement or radio hosts or whatever, which is why I'm saying I don't know. We can't have them say, well, this is what the police need to do. I mean, I haven't been in that situation where somebody pointed a gun on me and I wasn't allowed to react or pointed something that looked like a gun. You know? And so, I mean, you know, an officer, you know, so I guess we have to decide, you know, does an officer have to take that risk and will officers take that risk? Or is there something else they could do in that situation? But just us saying, oh, we have to defund the police, or we have to make sure the police don't use lethal force, we need to come up with realistic options. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The $600 a week bonus payments made to some Americans laid off during the coronavirus pandemic will end as planned in July. That's according to White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow. The Supreme Court deals the Trump administration a pair of defeats. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A historic win for the LGBT community and a defeat for the Trump administration. By a 6-3 ruling, the High Court said federal law prohibits workplace discrimination against gay, lesbian, and transgender persons. Chief Justice John Roberts and Trump appointee Neil Gorsuch ruled with the four liberals in the majority. And the court also rejected the Trump administration's bid to throw out a California immigrant sanctuary law that limits local police cooperation with federal immigration authorities.
You're listening to USA Radio News. A march on Georgia sponsored by the NAACP is taking place in Atlanta after the police shooting of Rashard Brooks. Brooks was killed by police Friday after passing out in a Wendy's drive-thru. Brooks, when confronted by the police, stole an officer's taser and was running from the police and pointing the taser back at the police. The Fulton County Medical Examiner's Office is ruling Brooks' death a homicide. Protests over the murder of George Floyd have gone international. USA Radio Network's Jesse Edwards has the latest from the United Kingdom.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson advised people not to attend demonstrations in the UK after the word racist was scrawled on a Churchill statue during protests over the killing of George Floyd.
You've got a situation in which the statue of Winston Churchill, who is a national hero, has had to be boarded up for fear of violent attack. That, to me, is both absurd and wrong.
This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you.
We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so we got, you know, creeps out there. And I know that's not, you know, the nicest word to use, but when you have people that just kind of keep messaging you and messaging you on social media and they just don't leave you alone and they don't get the point, and then you block them and they come up on a new sort of platform or friendship or whatever and they find you there, you know, they're creepy. And you know, a lot of us in the media, you know, unfortunately deal with that all the time, and you know, many people deal with that anyway, and whether you're in the media or not. And so until we can find a better term for creep, you know, if there is a newer term for that, let me know, you know, because now that I'm middle-aged, and now that I'm middle-aged, I like barely turned middle-aged. I'm really deep in middle-age. Got a birthday coming up. I sometimes use older terms, so I want to make sure I'm using the right term. And so on Instagram, a lot of you guys aren't on Instagram. Instagram is more for the younger crowd, so I don't know what I'm doing there. But Instagram is very, very popular. It's I think, owned by Facebook. And it's where you post a picture, you know, and then you put a comment or whatever. Very similar to Facebook. But you get to say more about your picture more than tweets. You know, Twitter kind of restricts you to like 160 characters or whatever. However many characters. So on Instagram, I probably maybe 2-3 times a day get somebody that, you know, hi. It starts out with a hi. And then it starts out with a how are you. So you ignore it. You know, I mean, I don't have time to sit there and try to block. And so I ignore them and you don't hear from them again. But then, every now and then you have one that just keeps coming back going, why aren't you answering me? So I block and I report them because I'm like, okay, this person's, you know, this person scares me. Somebody who writes hi, not going to do my, they said hi. Okay. You know, I'm like, yeah, hi. And you probably think they're bots. You know, maybe it's some computerized thing. But this one caught my eye. This one goes hello. So he spells out hello. Okay. So I'm thinking this might not be the bot. And then he wants to be my sugar daddy. And he actually offers $5,000 starting pay to be his sugar baby. Now, my husband had gone out of town on Saturday, and I, when I get a little, let's say, when he's not around, even though my other son was there, and, you know, we got guns and all that, you know, I get a little nervous. But whenever I get nervous, I decide to, you know, be me, okay? And being me is I'm going to start to mess with him. So I decide to answer back because, you know what, I'm curious. And I don't like, you know, being alone without my husband and, you know, somebody starting to, I just got a little nervous. So for me, I felt better and I walked through my fear screwing with the guy, messing with him. So I basically ask him what is entailed in being a sugar baby. You know, I'm like, you know, what is the definition of being a sugar baby? So I was a little nervous because I expected him to say, well, you're going to have to do this, you're going to have to do this, like 5 times a day, twice on Sunday, you know, whatever, okay? And instead, he was very, very vague. He wants to send me $5,000, it's going to be an allowance each week, blah, 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 and I'm like, okay, no, okay. You know, please specify what I need to do. Now I'm like, okay, this is interesting. I could write an article on this. You know, this stuff is happening to people all over. Let's find out. What exactly am I being asked to do? So I can tell this now isn't a bot because now this person, you know, feels like he's a little pressured. I'm like, just tell me what I need to do. Which, by the way, if you ever need to practice your interview skills for a job, just do it on one of these jerks. Because, you know, honestly, you have a right to know if you are going to be paid a certain amount, what your job description is. You have a right to know if you get benefits, right? Don't you? And so I have a right to know if he wants to pay me $5,000, turned out to be $5,000 a week, I would really like to know what that entails and what I would have to do to get fired. You know, I mean, you know, do I have to, like, miss a Sunday morning or whatever, okay? So I'm very interested because I'm thinking of sugar baby. I have my own idea, you know, image of what a sugar baby has to do, so I'm a little nervous, and I would like it spelled out. What exactly is he wanting me to do? And he then starts to write a whole big thing saying, look, I don't want you to send nude pictures. I want somebody to talk to. And your friends will see how wonderful, you know, you have a sugar daddy, and I want you and your friends to know that I'm taking care of you and that you have a sugar daddy. And give me your bank, or not, he didn't say give me your bank information, but he was going to put it into my PayPal and whatever. Okay, so now I'm thinking, okay, you know what? All right. If this guy really, really wanted companionship, why would he be giving somebody $5,000? You could get companionship for a hell of a lot less, okay? All right? And then I'm thinking, okay, you know what? I'm tired. So I gotta end this soon. So I decide to write back, and I go, look, all right, thank you for not requiring me to do nude pictures because I can't see very well, so I can't shave my legs, and I have a urinary catheter, and it's really hard to crop that urinary catheter. Why not, right? Crop the urinary catheter out of the pictures. Okay? I don't have a urinary catheter. I just kind of pee wherever, but it's okay. That's just between you and me. He doesn't need to know that I don't have a urinary catheter. So then he gets quiet because he was just hitting me going, are you not interested? You need to tell me if you're not interested. Which, by the way, again, great way to practice job interview skills. If you are interviewing and that employer is really impatient, say, do you want the job or not? Say no. That's not a job you want. Now, again, I wasn't ever going to take the job. It's just I wanted to find out what exactly you have to do to get $5,000 a week in this day and age. So then he, when he hears about the urinary catheter, he stops for about a minute and then he goes, how old are you, if I could ask? So I decide, you know, now this is where you're going for the kill. I'm 84. Well, I go, I'm 84. Well, 83 and a half. And he's done. He doesn't write back. So you see, even though what you really need to do is whenever you have these creeps, just block them, I found it very, very fascinating that somebody who really wanted companionship, somebody who really wanted to talk to somebody and had all this extra money that just wanted to help out somebody younger than them, right, all of a sudden got turned off by hairy legs or the need for a urinary catheter. Now, if I had taken this guy seriously, I would have been really insulted because, you know, if I was 84 and my legs weren't shaved, and I'm going to tell you right now, anybody interested in asking me out, let's say, you know, Corey leaves me and I'm 84 years old, please don't expect my legs to be shaved when I'm that old, okay? Because I'm probably not going to be able to bend with my arthritis down to shave my legs. And I will probably be in a urinary catheter. That's just kind of what happens, okay? I find that very troubling, that if you really want a companionship and somebody to talk to, my having hairy legs and a urinary catheter was that much of a turnoff. And the funny thing is he also asked, he wanted life experiences. He wanted to talk to somebody with life experiences. Who has more life experiences than an 84-year-old? So, I haven't heard from him since. And then, of course, I did an article and I put it on Facebook and all that. So, I tried to save his identity. In fact, he changed his name. He changed his name because I think he figured out I was in the... I don't know how it was so hard for him to figure out. And now he just changed his name to Sugar Daddy. I don't understand why he just doesn't leave internet because I don't think I'm going to be done with this yet. I think I still want to have some fun with this. But I'm not going to reach out to him. But you know, Sugar Daddies. Being a Sugar Daddy, I mean, I get why they're out there. You know, they have money. And they might not want to go on a fishing trip. They might not, you know, they might want to have companionship. And it's illegal to pay for sex. So what you do is you attract somebody who, you know, is into money that will be your girlfriend and hopefully they'll be your companion. That's kind of how the whole sugar daddy works. But then you actually have women out there, which really need to stop this stuff, where they're like, look, I'm looking to get my college paid. I want to be a professional sugar baby. I got college bills. And I'm going to tell you right now, girlfriends, you don't need a man to pay your bills. You don't need another woman to pay your bills, okay? You know, you can have loans. Most likely somebody's going to come into office who's going to wipe out all our student loans anyway. So you don't need to do that. But there are people out there that are looking for those things. So my guess is for people to be so blatant about it on Instagram means there's a real, real huge population of that. As far as I'm concerned, I think the best way to tell everybody, you know, that you're not interested is talk about, you know, your lack of hygiene. Well, it's not that I wasn't hygienic, it's just I pretended I didn't shave my legs. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly here, me and a group of young doctors decided to make a quick, easy, inexpensive book for people to kind of... I don't like to use the term do-it-yourself. We never want you to do-it-yourself because medicine is an art. But there's a lot of frustration that people need to... you know, wait for doctors and their doctors are closed and, you know, with coronavirus and all that. And there's a lot of times they have some simple questions. So me and a group of doctors wrote a book called The Art of the Boo-Boo. And The Art of the Boo-Boo tells you what to do with your kids, infants, students, if you're a teacher, how to approach some of the basic boop boo-boos your kids could have, whether it's a burn, whether it's a cut or scrape, whether it's a tummy ache, a fever, even being bullied, a hurt feeling, things like that. And so we hope it helps. You could get it on Amazon. Or go to my link or my website at drdahlia.com. I usually don't talk about my books. I've published about 7 of them, and I don't really, I'm not a big reader either. I know I've made a lot of books, but a lot of my books are more for, guides and reference and things like that. But this one I think will really, really help out a lot of my listeners because it's something simple and, even if you have grandkids or nieces or nephews or whatever, young moms, young teachers, I think we did a pretty good job on it. And I like how it gives you guys some direction, and the chapters are very easy, bite-sized, so you don't have to sit there and feel like you're reading a medical textbook. So please check it out. It's called The Art of the Boo-Boo, and you could get it on Amazon or Kindle, or go to my website at Dr. Dahlia, and you'll be able to find it there. DrDahlia.com. 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, what's going to happen to the $600 unemployment checks? Well, from what we understand, according to Larry Kudlow, National Economic Council Director, he said they will probably end in late July. So, he says, quote, I mean, we're paying people not to work. It's better than their salaries would get. He said that on CNN State of the Union. He said that might have worked for the first couple months. It'll end in late July. He said adding the extra benefit was necessary during the height of the coronavirus lockdowns. It was nice. But then, yeah, we do wonder, how long can that go? Kudlow says that almost all businesses understand that the $600 additional benefit is a disincentive. He said the Trump administration is instead looking at a reform measure that will provide an incentive for returning to work, but it will not be as substantial. It will not be as large, and it will create an incentive to work. Am I the only one that finds that crazy, that you have to be incentivized to work? I mean, in the olden days, if you got a job, you were lucky, and it was, and now it's like you're unlucky to have a job. I get it. Coronavirus changed everything. Whatever you thought was logical, or it's not logical now. So they said it will not be as large, and it will create an incentive to go to work. That goes along with the other incentives we generated, the tax rebates, and most particularly the payroll protection program, which I think was a huge success. Now, he was pressed by CNN host Jake Tapper on the idea that Americans don't want to return to work. Tapper pointed out that some Americans' jobs aren't coming back, which is another very fair question. If many, like 24 Hour Fitness, had to close a bunch of stores. One of the reasons why that $600 incentive was there is because it looked like people were going to lose their jobs for good. It looked like there was not going to be an end in sight. So even though phase reopenings allowed us to open up, many of the governors are only allowing 50% capacity or 25% capacity or whatever, depending on where you live and your line of business. And so if a restaurant isn't going to be able to max out and have, as many customers, and not going to hire back as many employees. So what happens if, you don't get your job back? Well, regular unemployment should cover you. That's the problem. I don't understand why regular unemployment, isn't enough. But unfortunately, unemployment is just enough less to make you want to go back to work. So, he said, I personally agree with you. I think people want to go back to work. I think they welcome the reopening of the economy, and I think they're anxious to get up and about. However, at the margin, incentives do matter. We have heard from business after business, industry after industry, that there's already some evidence that effect is taking place. So the House passed the HEROES Act, which would extend the $600 additional weekly unemployment benefit through the end of January 2021. The Senate has not passed similar legislation. So this is very, very tricky, and we're going to talk about this more at the top of the hour. I witnessed that straight out. Employees are like, we're not ready to go back. Thanks, but no thanks. But because of the Payroll Protection Act, we had to offer everybody their jobs back. If not, then it would be a loan with interest we'd have to pay. If we wanted the money forgiven, we had to give everybody their jobs back. So I had noticed that many companies were sending notes out to everybody saying, guys, we're hiring you back. Your new hire date or your rehire date will be of this date. Please sign if you are coming back or if you are withdrawing this work offer. And I didn't think to send anybody something where they had to sign it. I thought it was going to be like, all right, well, you know, whoever wants to come back to work comes back to work. However, you did have to show proof that you hired 90% plus back of your workers. That's how the Paycheck Protection Program worked. You had to prove, you had to show that you hired them back and you kept them on until September 30th. You know, it was designed so employers wouldn't just fire people and they would be screwed. We're giving you money to give to the employers. So it sounded good. Until employees is like, nah. And you're like, well, why not? We're giving you your job back. Until you learned, well, wait a second, they were actually making more money not coming back to work because they still got that extra $600. Some of them were really blatant about it. So then bosses were kind of stuck between, okay, guys, this is the problem here. If I don't hire you your job back, I'm in trouble. I then have to pay loan with interest. So then, which is why we started a petition, because there was a time limit. You had 8 weeks to hire them back and spend all the money you got from PPP, or you had to pay it back with interest. So employers are like, you come back now, and we are going to show proof that we offered you a job. So if you're still collecting unemployment, and it started to be a mess. And people were like, but look, what if I'm not ready to go back? You know, what if I am taking care of somebody and I don't want to get exposed to coronavirus? I want to still social distance. So then the issue became, you know, does the government need to pay if you're choosing to social distance? And then is somebody social distancing or are they not wanting to work? So there's no way to tell if the unemployment is an extra $600 than what they would have gotten. That's an extra $2,400 a month. It's huge. So one side of the aisle is like, okay, well, you know, we got through the worst of it. You know, people can still get unemployment. They just don't need the additional incentive. Others are saying, yeah, but they're not going to have a job, so they still need the extra money. Do they really need $600 extra? Can somebody live on unemployment? Well, if unemployment is a portion of what you make, it should also include a portion of tips. The problem is maybe a lot of people don't claim all their tips. So they are making significantly less on unemployment. So from what I understand, there are jobs out there. But I also understand that a lot of places, you know, are going through bankruptcy. Hertz rental car. I'm hearing that Hertz rental car, if you need a car, this might be up your alley. Hertz rental car filed a bankruptcy. We are hearing that they are selling off tons of their cars. Now, remember, they had premium. I heard some of these Beamers are being, you know, slashed 13% off, you know, for people to sell. So that could be kind of nice. A Beamer, that would be really nice. But, you know, 1-877-DOCS-ALLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCMteam.com. Enlist in GCMteam.com and save America.